USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 young boys and their 25-year-old soccer coach, who were rescued from a cave in Thailand where they were stuck for over 2 weeks, have just been released from a hospital.
I feel very happy.
A relative of one of the boys speaking to reporters as the boys prepare to hold a news conference after doctors say they're all in very good shape, both physically and mentally, despite their two-week-plus ordeal.
I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies. Always had.
And amid a controversy concerning what he said during a news briefing after his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin Monday, President Trump said yesterday that he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe Russia would be involved in meddling in the 2016 election, saying he meant to say there's no reason why it wouldn't be Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The European Union's fining Google a record $5 billion, yeah, billion with a B, the EU imposing the record fine over Google's Android apps, which the EU says violate antitrust laws. Hate crimes rising in America's 10 biggest cities, according to a group called the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism. They say it's the fourth year in a row that those numbers have been going up. The Coast Guard's revising policies for Hawaiian tour boats that get close to the erupting Kilauea volcano. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The policies were revised after a lava bomb struck a boat, injuring nearly two dozen people. The immediate area around the lava flow can be extremely dangerous. Anyone coming close is risking their lives, and a wide berth around the lava is given to protect people from flying matter. After the accident on Monday, the tour boats now have to stay 1,000 feet offshore.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Americans seem to be split largely along party lines about President Trump's choice for U.S. Supreme Court justice. A new Pew Research poll showing 73% who identify themselves as Republicans and like-leaning independents support confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to fill retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat. But in contrast, 63% of their Democratic counterparts say the Senate should deny him that lifetime post. A convicted murderer is dead after his execution in Texas. Christopher Young, convicted of shooting and killing the owner of a San Antonio convenience store during a robbery back in 2004. The victim's family opposed to his execution, even pushing for clemency. In his final statement, Young said he loved the victim's family like they loved him. He was the eighth person executed in Texas this year. And San Francisco transit officials are banning tour buses from taking people to see the Full House House. The city's municipal transportation agency voting in favor of prohibiting commercial vehicles that seat at least 9 people from being on the street where that house associated with the 90s TV show is located. That's following neighbor complaints about too much congestion on their street. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.